This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariyat. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah said that the upcoming Lok Sabha election in Manipur is between forces trying to break the state and those keeping it united. Addressing an election rally in Imphal yesterday, the BJP leader said that the development of Northeast India is a priority of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that the future of India will be better when the northeastern state is fully developed. Indicating that the ongoing violence in Manipur started because of infiltrators who tried to change the demography of the state, Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah said that his party will not allow anyone to break Manipur. Fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border is ongoing, and the Modi government suspended the free movement regime with Myanmar to check illegal infiltrators, he said addressing an election meeting in Imphal yesterday. Mr. Shah also assured the public that the Narendra Modi government will hold dialogue with all the stakeholders and bring normalcy in Manipur soon. The Congress party, on the other hand, has said that the BJP-led central government has not been able to bring normalcy in Manipur despite assurances given to the public. Mizoram's Director General of Police, Anil Shukla, has said that the state police has made extensive security arrangements for smooth conduct of the parliamentary elections. Speaking to media persons in Aizawl yesterday, the DGP said that the Mizoram police is fully geared up for the Lok Sabha polls to be held on the 19th of April. The centre has provided 12 companies of Central Armed Police Forces. The DGP said that the Mizoram police is working to ensure that the model code of conduct is adhered to. He said that extra security is also being provided for 19 critical polling stations. The National People's Party has called for peaceful campaigning by all political parties for the Lok Sabha election on 19th April in Meghalaya. Speaking to media persons, NPP spokesperson H.M. Shankliang said that this time there have been some instances of violence during campaigning. Stating that there are guidelines for campaigning, he said that the Election Commission should look into those instances. The Regional Democratic Alliance is optimistic that the alliance can win the upcoming Lok Sabha election if it can retain its vote bank in the Shillong parliamentary constituency. The RDA has directed its leaders to refrain from indulging in mudslinging and aggressive campaigning. In Arunachal Pradesh, the first batch of polling teams was airlifted with polling materials to 4 interior and remote polling booths yesterday. This was informed by Toko Babu, OSD to Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer, in a press briefing. He said the team will be stationed at Tali, and from there they will undertake foot march to reach the 4 respective polling booths. Arunachal Pradesh is going for simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls in a single phase on the 19th of April. The Assam police busted an interstate drug peddling syndicate recovering narcotics valued at 20 crore rupees in Karimganj district. Superintendent of Police Partha Pratim Das said that the breakthrough came after intercepting a vehicle in the Nilam Bazar area of the district on Friday night. The search revealed a staggering stash of 1 lakh Yaba tablets concealed within secret compartments of the vehicle. 2 individuals identified as Abul Hassan and Saharul Islam, both residents of Karimganj district, were apprehended on charges of drug trafficking in connection with the operation. The traffic situation is getting worse with each passing day in Shillong, and even the district administration is concerned over the alarming increase in the number of vehicles plying in the city. East Khasi Hills Deputy Commissioner S.C. Sadhu said that the administration is in touch with the police and transport departments, and they are exploring the idea of introducing more one-way zones. The district commissioner appealed to students and office-goers to use public transport instead of private vehicles, which will help in easing traffic congestion in the city. Admitting that the public transport system in Shillong is old, the district commissioner informed that work is on to overhaul the entire public transport system in the city once the Lok Sabha elections are over. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.